Today's daf is Maseches Erevin Daf Chav Zayin. We know from the Mishnah that all kinds of food may be used to establish the joining of houses for an Erev Chatzeros, so that share a courtyard. Then you have the courtyards that open up into a mavui, into an alleyway. You want them to be able to carry in the alleyway that's called Shitufim Avos. And you also have the Eruv of food for the extension of a Trum Shabbos. A person wants to be able to carry further, to be able to walk further rather, on Shabbos to be able to reach an area of beyond the border of the city. So that would be, says the Mishnah, all foods are good except for water and salt. And our Gemara adds, kamein and pitrios, truffles and mushrooms also may not be used for Erev purposes. And then the poskim later on have discussions on other food items as well. One ha'ara that is not obvious here, but it's discussed in later dapim and erevin and beitza, sechas beitza, the amount of food that's required for the eruv, actual measurement of food, depends on the kind of eruv. They're not all the same. So Tosos and Masechas Beitza, one of these sort of fundamental Tososin, he writes there, Tez Zayin Amud Beis, he lays out the shiurim. He says, so when it comes to Erev Tchumin, when you're trying to extend your Tchum, so there, depending on the number of people, you need two sudas, and each of these two sudas is per person. So you have to multiply that by the number of people that are there. Later on Pei Beis, there's a machlokas actually about what the size, what how much has to actually be in a suda when it comes to the two sudas for Tchumen. Number two is Erev Chatzeros. Here, it's a smaller shear. It's only a grogeres that's per person is needed and maximally food enough for two meals. And finally, Erev Tavshilin, which is the smallest shear, only requires a kezias in the language of Tosos, Bein Le'echad, Bein Lemea. Doesn't matter how many people you have, all you require is a kazai. Since all this discussion is rooted in a takana, it's all discussion we started been talking about a number of times here. It's an institution of Shlomo. People don't blur the lines between domains. It's not required mina Torah. Chazal turned to the halachos of Maaser Sheni money. And what are you allowed to buy with the Maaser Sheni money? That's money that was transferred, the status of the fruits in a person's field was transferred onto that money, you bring it to Yerushalayim, and you're going to spend the money in Yerushalayim to support the economy, to beautify the city, and so on, as we have in a number of places, the purpose of the Maaser Sheni money. So food, of course, but not all food is equal. Foods that are tough to eat, like hardened gudgadnios, we'll see in tomorrow's daf, sweet clover, mentioned in tomorrow's daf, spices that are not edible, and the list goes on. The issue of mushrooms seems to have some debate around whether having them cooked will change their status, or the gra in Simen Shin Pei Vav Sif Hei held that cooked mushrooms, cooked pitriot, would be solid for Eruv. Water and salt are not satiating, on the other hand. Believe it or not, linked to this discussion halacha is whether or not one who drank water in Yom Kippur would be violating the Chiyuv of Enisim of Shosh Sechem, supposed to fast in Yom Kippur. And since water has that status of not really being satiating, there is even such a discussion in the postgame. However, water and salt together become a solution to dip bread into, even without oil, which many postgames say once you have oil in it, then automatically it gives it more significance. But if you have enough of it, just literally salt water, it will be able to form an Erev. Another area of halacha impacted by this is Hilchos Brachos, Ravad Yosef, and Yabi Omer Chelek Ches, Simen Chav Gimel, brings the Aruch HaShulchan, Reish Dalet, Hilchos Brachos, Reish Dalet, Tziv Katan Hey, even though Brachos Mem Amud Beis, in this halacha we make a shahakol on mushrooms, because mushrooms don't nourish from the ground. If one did make a borei pri adama, one would be yotze. What's the reason? Because it says in the Gemara there, kamein pitrios gidula min haaretz, they grow from the ground, they just don't nourish from the ground. So you can still, the fact that they grow from the ground is enough to say in a bidiyevet that you can make the brach pri adama. Rav Avadia brings a kafachaim, simen yadal, that one could be yotze for cheese by making a borei pri adama, even though other poskim said it wouldn't work. Kafachaim argued from our sugya on Amud Beis that meat and cheese are gidule karka, maybe purchased with Maaser Sheni money. And the Rambam and Hilchos Maaser Sheni, Perek Zayin Halacha Hey, says this explicitly, hadvash, habeitzim, vachalav, harei, hein, kebakar vitzon. They're treated like they come from air. I'm going to get into the discussion now about how this works for someone who's going to refrain from eating those foods. So where do water and salt fall in then? They seem to be the only foods left. So some achronim wanted to say that they are the paradigmatic true shahakol foods. On your next glass of water, have extra kavana that there's no other possible bracha to make on the water except for bracha ta'ashem l'kinam acholam shahakol niyah bidvaro.